This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Don't choose to deprive yourself from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest gift Allah gave mankind. You all know Surah Ar-Rahman. The most frequent ayah in the Quran is فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That's the frequent ayah in the Quran, the most repeated ayah. And it's speaking about آلاءullah. آلاء, the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Ar-Rahman, all of it is about the mercy and the favor of Allah upon mankind. What was the greatest mercy of Allah? What was the biggest mercy of Allah ever revealed to mankind? It's mentioned in the beginning of the ayah, in the beginning of the surah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. Even this is the greatest ala of Allah. That is the greatest mercy and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Qur'an itself. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, khalaq al-insan. He created the human being. But in order, Allah created the human being before He taught the Qur'an. So why did He say that He taught the Qur'an, then خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ? To teach you and I, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that the one who lives without a Qur'an is living without a purpose. A human being without the Qur'an is not a human being. What are you without the Qur'an? Absolutely nothing. You're living without a purpose. The one who lives with the Qur'an is living, and he's living for a purpose. And this is why the Qur'an is the soul of the believer. As Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, we revealed unto you a ruh, a soul from our commandment, which is the Qur'an. رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. Allah is saying to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had no clue what the Qur'an is, and you had no clue what Iman was. Imagine that. Without the Qur'an, you don't know what Iman is. You will never taste the sweetness of Iman. You will have absolutely no clue about what it is. That's the state of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is telling him, without the Qur'an, you had no clue what Iman is. How do you expect? How do you expect to taste the sweetness of Iman and to develop a relationship with Allah without this Qur'an in your life? This is why the Qur'an is referred to as a soul, as a ruh. There is no life without the Qur'an, just like there is no life without a physical soul inside of you.